Super Bowl Sunday. Looking ahead toward that, the buildup will certainly begin into the next week. We remind you that we will have coverage of the Super Bowl LV55 starting at 2 p.m. on February 7th on 790 WSGW specifically. Regular programming will continue on 100.5. But some of those Super Bowl stories are starting to come forth in a couple of ways, including one, which I'll tell you about in just a moment. It sounds like a TV show, but yes, you could win a new car with the Super Bowl promotion going on.
Yeah.
But speaking of cars, I thought this was interesting. Super Bowl advertising, which I understand, as expensive as it is, once again, it's selling well, no surprise. But General Motors, it says here, is going to return to the Super Bowl with two spots to run during the game. The automaker is tight-lipped, it says here, on the content and the talent to be featured, but each spot is 60 seconds long and will feature GM's push of its electrical vehicle line.
I wouldn't be surprised at all.
Surprised by that, huh?
Last time around, it was, what, the new redesigned Blazer, maybe, that they were pushing?
I couldn't even recall. Yeah. No, it just, I don't remember. But GM, as it says here, with its promise to bring 30 new electrical vehicles to the market by 2025. It's only a few years away, for goodness sakes. It says here that one of the spots will be about the GM corporate brand as part of GM's Everybody In campaign. And the other spot will feature GM's luxury brand Cadillac, which has not been featured in a Super Bowl ad since 2012. That's like ancient times now.
Yeah.
But GM says that Cadillac will be part of its plan to offer an nearly all electrical lineup by 2030. The luxury Cadillac, the EV Cadillac. That's a whole new opportunity. In fact, according to the marketing officer, it's not a marketing director. They have a marketing officer. Well, okay. Directing the marketing traffic, no doubt. It says, this year's spot will surprise and delight audiences by transporting an iconic piece of pop culture history into the future and feature the Lyric, L-Y-R-I-Q, Cadillac's first all-electric vehicle. Is that what they're calling it?
Yep.
Okay, I missed the name of it. I didn't know that. And also features the Super Cruise, the industry's first true hands-free driver assistance feature for enabled roads. Well, there's a key for you.
Enabled.
Yeah, exactly roads. Right. The roads have to be enabled.
Make some improvements to those roads.
Spots are still being finalized, and they are declining to say just how much GM is paying for the 2 one-minute ads, although it says the cost of a 30-second commercial is about $5.6
million. Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, yeah, just
a chunk of money.
Yeah, you sell a few cars, and you can pay for that.
Quite a few cars.
But GM, returning in a couple of different ways. GM has been part of it with, it says, its other brands. You've seen Chevrolet, Buick, GMC. Oh, but this is the big feature on the electrical vehicles. Right. Anyway, just keep that in mind if you're watching.
And was it earlier this week that Budweiser announced that they were not going to have a commercial in the Super Bowl?
It's Budweiser and Pepsi, too, I think.
Right. Yeah.
Budweiser will have some of the other brands there, but they just won't have the Budweiser brand.
Right.
Yeah. But that's, because that's a too long time.
Mm-hmm.
Talk for the first time in decades, I think, for both those brands.
But they're putting the money to good causes.
Yes.
The money that they would have spent on that, they're using it for pandemic relief in a number of areas.
Right.
All right. Well, which will gain them some positive promotion.
Oh, yeah. I just missed the Bud Bowl, that's all.
Ah, the Bud Bowl. Those were fun. Those were the days, weren't it? 7:46 is the time on WSGW. Yeah, those iconic Super Bowl commercials and campaigns. All right, so winning a new car. So here's what's going on, folks.
Okay.
I don't remember this from last year. Where have I been? I just don't remember these things. I don't know. Memory going. Volvo, which put $1 million worth of free cars on the line for last year's Super Bowl, is going to do it again this year, but double it, offering a prize potential of giving away $2 million worth of new cars if something very specific happens during the Super Bowl.
Oh, and what might that be?
Well, as it says here, Swedish car company, which never stops talking about its vehicle safety.
Oh, okay. So something with the safety.
If a safety occurs, that's all. If a safety happens, it will trigger the new car giveaway. I don't know if it doesn't say here. I'm trying to think the last time there was a safety in the Super Bowl. There have been. I couldn't tell you the last time. And it doesn't even tell me here. You think they'd tell me that.
Right.
Because, I mean, and it's very uncommon, which is why Volvo was probably doing it, because they realized that they could tie their safety message into the safety in the game. But what you do is you go to VolvoSafetySunday.com, click on the Build Yours link from that page, and it says here you can choose any Volvo to enter the contest. You configure it to your heart's delight. The writer here says that means you should check every option box. And then you click the option that says try to win this Volvo. After your entry is in, it's up to the Chiefs and the Buccaneers. With any luck, there'll be a safety scored, and a bunch of folks will score a new Volvo of their choice. So what you'd be essentially doing is entering a random drawing to try and win the new car. But if a safety happens and you enter the contest, drawings will take place, and up to $2 million worth of new cars will be given away by Volvo.
Oh, wow. All right.
So that's all you need is a safety. So, which can occur, I know, at any time, you know, intentionally that a team is trying to, you know, tackle. Generally, it's the quarterback or sometimes or the running back, you know, trying to get out of the end zone. But imagine if this is the case. Imagine the team that's winning is up by a certain score, pinned deep into its own end, deciding, you know, maybe it'd be a good idea here to take the safety. That way we can get the free kick and get out of our own end and turn the field around. Oh, wouldn't Volvo be against a team intentionally doing it? I wonder if they have that in the rules.
They probably have something in there.
Yeah, you know,
there
gotta
has to be an out.
Yeah, here's the safety, but here's the surrounding. I don't know.
Here's our safety.
Safety for the contest.
I think I found information on the last safety.
Oh, did you really? Well,
yeah,
I think, tell.
Let me go back and remember Roman numerals, XLV1III. So that's 48.
X is 10. Okay.
Super Bowl 48 between Seattle and Denver. Denver got called for a safety in that game. Peyton Manning threw the ball, and I guess he got called for intentional grounding in the end zone. That's the last time.
Okay.
And it took a 2-0. Seattle took a 2-0 lead.
That would make it memorable.
Right.
Well.
So that was seven years ago.
Okay.
Right.
Yep. Well, let's find out if maybe it's ready to strike again. Good luck if you would like to play along, your chance to win. Of course, you could listen for that safety hat to happen. If you're listening to the Super Bowl broadcast, we'll have it for you again, 2 o'clock, Super Bowl Sunday, with WSJW 790, to be specific. And that'll be on air only, by the way. We cannot stream the Super Bowl due to the National Football League.